Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1553. Think for Yourself by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Thursday and a very happy Thanksgiving to those of us in the U.S. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And again, wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short because, hey, I want to enjoy the day too and still have time to rewatch John Hughes' Thanksgiving classic, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Think for Yourself by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. The most successful people in the world think for themselves. They aren't guided by secret puppet masters. Successful people get their hands dirty, take chances, experiment with new ideas, and continually strive to improve. They view best as something that can always be made better. Best, therefore, remains a moving target. From a business standpoint, Bill Gates offers a prime example. As I've said before, he didn't take a class on how to become Bill Gates. Yes, he surely had mentors along the way, but he had to figure things out for himself. There wasn't a book or course that outlined his future business model. If such a book had existed, someone would have already used it. Unfortunately, I'm not here to tell you how to become the next Bill Gates. I wish I knew. My point with this entry is to instead encourage you to think for yourself. You will only go so far if someone else thinks for you. The time will come when you must find things out for yourself. Application to training. A day doesn't pass without me receiving multiple emails from people requesting detailed, step-by-step training programs. When I see these emails, I often think back to Dave Tate's book, Under the Bar. Tate had some excellent things to say regarding program creation. In his words, quote, "A program alone will not yield results. It's the modifications that are made along the way that lead to the success of the program." End quote. Tate then continued with the following, quote, "Now, there are many coaches and trainers out there who will proclaim they have this ability and that their programs will work for anyone. I am here to tell you they are dead wrong. It is just not possible for one to see into the future. Training is a process that has to be taken day to day. Yes, you need to have a basic plan to work from, but there are so many variables that can change at different rates that you must be willing to adapt your plan accordingly. A prescribed training plan is a good idea, but is only that, an idea. The rest has to be pieced together as the session and workouts progress. You will make many changes to your plan along the way." End quote. Excellent advice. I encourage you to follow Tate's advice. It is impossible to find a generic program that was tailored specifically to your needs. Trainers don't have crystal balls, and they don't develop programs specific to your needs when creating sample plans. A sample plan is just that. It's a sample. It isn't etched in stone. Sample plans are not created specifically for anyone. I often compare sample plans to outlines or summaries of a particular style or philosophy. When you see a sample routine, try to look past the specifics, at least momentarily, and instead, focus on the philosophy and principles that were used to develop the routine. Yes, you can experiment with different programs, but the goal should always be to customize the material to coincide with your specific interests and needs. Think about it like this. If an author sells 100 books to 100 unique readers, how can the single program contained within that book be ideal for all 100 readers? On a smaller scale, if you and I have different goals, why would you and I follow the exact same routine? Despite what some say, there isn't a single routine that will cover the unique needs of entirely unique athletes. And even if or when you come across a program that is ideal for you, it will not be the best thing for you forever. The best program today will rarely be the best program this time next year, or perhaps even next month. The training process must evolve and adapt over time. This doesn't mean that you'll need to knock everything down and start from scratch, but subtle additions and modifications can and should be made over time. Improvise and adapt. I've been in the gym for most of my life, yet even with all of my experience, there are times when I don't even know myself. I'll have a plan in mind for an upcoming workout, but more often than not, I'll make modifications once I get into the gym. I never commit to something that is written on paper, even when I'm the one who wrote it. Sunday night, I had a tentative plan for what I would do Monday. On Monday morning, I got into the gym and felt like a beast. I had a lot more in me than I expected the night before when I created the workout. Should I have stopped simply because of something I had written down the night before? Of course not. There are days when you just need to go for it. Forget about what's written down on paper. If I'm feeling particularly strong, I'm not going to slow myself down or stop simply because the pen says so. I've hit some of my best numbers on days when I wasn't supposed to. I felt strong and decided at that given moment that I was going to go for it. There will be other days when I may get a little too ambitious on paper. I get into the workout and realize that it just isn't the day. The greatest athletes in the world have off days. Some days the iron is flying. Other days you just don't have it. During these times, you need to be flexible and make changes if necessary. This isn't to say that you should give up on the session, but rather that you are willing to adapt based on your capabilities and mindset for that given day. If you're listening to this entry, you are a human being, unless of course there are aliens that I don't know about. As people, we all have good days and bad days. Yes, we all attempt to control those circumstances that lead to the good and bad days, but life is often unpredictable. I couldn't have predicted that my daughter would be in pain last night from teething. When I went to bed, I didn't realize that I'd be up half the night. Life often throws curveballs when we least expect it. Therefore, we need to be on our toes at all times, willing and ready to adapt when necessary. Yes, it's nice to have a tentative plan in place, but even the best plan in the world will require modifications at some point. No one knows you better than you. Training isn't as complicated a process as many would like you to believe. Rather than asking for a fish, you'll be better off learning how to fish. You can then cut the strings off the puppet master and chart your own future. This isn't to say that you should stop trying to learn. Instead, I'm simply reminding you that much of the learning process involves you getting your hands dirty and finding out firsthand what works best for you. You just listened to the post titled, Think for Yourself, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I could completely relate to the personal experiences Ross shared in today's article. All right, you remember when he was talking about having a workout plan in mind, but when getting to the gym, his body was telling him something else? Like, maybe he planned to have an easy lifting day, but his body was ready for more? Personally, I've experienced the opposite. My brain will be saying, let's really push ourselves today. But during my warm-up, my body is saying the exact opposite. When the warm-up is starting to feel like a challenge, that's my body disagreeing with my brain. My body's telling my brain, pushing us today is not a good idea. We need to go easy today. Now, does that mean I completely stop the workout, go back in the house, and crawl back into bed? Absolutely not. It just means I need to listen to my body and modify my workout accordingly. I've had those days where I've tried to ignore my body's signals and push when all signs were pointing to stop. Sadly, that usually led to some minor injury. To summarize, as the sometimes wise Cosmo Kramer from the hit show Seinfeld once said, quote, "Don't argue with the body, Jerry. That's an argument you can't win," end quote. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday Thanksgiving episode. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving day. I'm off to rewatch one of my favorite Thanksgiving movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.